Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're almost finished with Simon Reish Aleph over here. Simon Reish Aleph Siv Gimel. Mi shenoisim le'levarach ein mevarach. If somebody is offered the zimun and he doesn't do it, mekatzer yamav chas v'shalom le'aleinu, it causes his life to be shortened. So let's see what that is all about, and does that really apply today? First of all, why should it shorten his life? Shenoisim le'levarach right zaloima. Oyrech, you have a guess. Shenoistem loy levarach, and the balabayas offers to this oyrech to bench. Bechas amazon, the ainim evarach. He refuses. He says, "I'm not going to bench." Mekatzer yamav. He's shortened his life. Why? Mishum the bedin kasha oyrech mevarach mevarach balabayas. Canal. As we learned yesterday, when the guest benches, what does he do? He gives a bracha to the balabayas. By him refusing to bench, to lead the benching, essentially is refusing to give a bracha to the balabayas. Shehumi zer Avram. And this balabayas, as all of us are children of Avram Avinu. Shenem aboy va'avarcha mivarachecha. I will bless those who bless you. That's what the pasuk says. Va'avarcha mivarachecha. I will bless those who bless you. Umiklal hey, not the Shemei Alav. This is a expression from the Gemara. From yes, we can learn out the opposite. In other words, when something, if the Torah tells us that if you do this and this, you'll get this, that means that if you don't do Chas V'Shalom, if you don't do this and this, then you're going to get the opposite. So since the Torah tells us va'avarcha those who bench other people, mevarachecha, they will be blessed. I will bless those who bench other people, right? Va'avarcha mevarachecha. That would mean that Chas V'Shalom, those who refuse to bench other people, they will be cursed. Nimtza garim klal al atzmai. So by this oirach refusing to bench other people, it is it will bring a claw on himself. Now, the starters, the Sharitzion does bring down, just so for those who refuse, he does bring down, we anyway have in the benching, besides the bracha that the oirach is supposed to give, the whole birchas oirach, we anyway say, if you're eating in someone's house, you anyway say, every person says, Arachman Yivarach Balabayas. So he says, maybe this is not so negeya today because you are giving a bracha to the Balabayas. So a person who doesn't want to bench says the Sharitzi, maybe this doesn't apply so much today. He does bring down over here from that from the Eish Lavram, the Pachocha Rav, that if somebody doesn't want to drink wine, he's makbid not to drink wine because he doesn't want to get drunk. He's meneir from drinking wine. Presumably, someone can't because he gets sick from it also. Then, and he doesn't do it because of that, and we're talking about when there's a minion and there's going to be a kais, that would not be a problem. Now, the kasa Magen Avram, but dafke kishem racham ala kais. The Magen Avram writes that this, that the Mechaber said that somebody who refuses the benching will get cursed, that's only in a case where you're doing birchas hamazon on a kais. When you're not doing a birchas hamazon on a kais, then it's not a problem. Now, others do disagree with him. The Sharitzion says, I don't understand this. And others say that this is a misunderstanding of what the Magen Avram say, and that it's not really true. Others say that, yes, that really for a bracha to be chal, it has to be ala kais, right? We use kais by chup and kedushin. We use kais for bris mila. We use kais for anything, for kiddush, when somebody makes a lachayim. Everything is with a kais. For a bracha to be chal, you need to have this wine. So some say that what the Magen Avraham is telling us, that this guy who refuses to bless the balabayas, when there's a kais, he's really holding back big time from this guy because it's ala kais, and that's where the bracha would be chal. When he's doing the benching without a kais, and anyway, he wasn't such a bracha anyway, so therefore you won't get this level of punishment. This that the Sharitzion and this that the Magen Avraham is saying that if we don't do it, then it's not ala kais. So Sharitzion says it's not so negeya today because we anyway say Rachmi Yivarach Balabayas. that's only getting us out of the klala if we don't if we refuse it. But certainly it's the wrong thing to do. If you're a guest by someone's house and they offer you benching, you should do it, and you should make the harachman and do the birchas ha'arach, and therefore you get the bench. The person and you will get benched. As a most of you probably heard this word. If you look at the pasuk over there, Vavarcha Mevarachecha Umikalalecha O'ar, that I will bless those who bench you, Umikalalecha, those who curse you, I will curse. Now, if you look at the pasuk closely, they seem to be in reverse. Vavarcha Mevarachecha, I will bless the ones who will bless you. So first it says that I will bless, Hashem will bless the ones who are going to bless you. Umikalalecha, those who curse you are, I will curse. So they get cursed after they curse me. So what? Why is the switch? So the Svarim explained that we know Hakol Lukefi HaMavarach HaMasbarach. Everything is based on the person giving you a bracha, or Chas V'Shalom, someone giving you a curse. So if a poor person gives you a bracha, you should have a lot of money. His hasaga of a lot of money is enough to make it till the end of the day. If a gazillionaire gives you a bracha, you should have a lot of money. His hasaga of a lot of money is a much, much bigger bracha, right? So Hakol Lukefi HaMavarach HaMasbarach. Same thing in reverse. When someone curses somebody who had a very rough life, he truly understands how to give a curse. Somebody who didn't have such a rough life, even if he's cursing somebody, he won't understand so well how to give the curse. So that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us, a special bracha. Va'avarcha mevarchecha, those who will bench you, I will, before they even come to bench you, I will bench them. This way, when they come to bench you, they will appreciate what a real bracha should be. Umekalecha, those who curse you are, I'm only going to curse them afterwards. So when they curse you, they won't really fully understand what a good curse is until afterwards. Okay, just stop, I remember that word. And since we spoke about the pasuk, I decided to share it, even though it has nothing to do with this. Okay, let's go right over here. Last sif in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, sif Dalet. Tzarech lachza shit lekaisha bracha levarech. It's a good thing to be the guy who leads the benching. Why? Levarech sheyia hu amizamin. You might say chayim idei chayvasim. You might see other people. V'loy l'shmoy v'lan esama. And again, this is talking about in the places where you are being mitzi other people. But we'll see what the Kaf HaChaim adds to it. But it's ideal that we learned all the Mechaber's finishing off, where we learned many, many times throughout Birchas HaMazon and throughout the Tefillah that we're able to have this concept of Shemei Ka'ina, right? That you, the person listening is like you're saying it. So the Mechaber is closing out over here and telling us, yes, Shemei Ka'ina. However, the Aina is much better. So it's better to be the guy leading it and than other people answering coming to you than you being the guy answering coming. Even though Shemeyas Ka'ina, the Aina Amen Kamitzi Bracha Mipiv, and by answering Amen is as if you said the Bracha yourself. That when Hashem is going to go out and give out the Schar, you, whatever this means, I don't know what it means, but whatever it means, Hashem is going to first give it to the person who is the leading of the benching. Now again, that was talking about in the case of the of where you're being mighty other people. Now, what about today, where anyway everybody benches themselves? Does it really make a difference if you're the leader or not? So he brings down over here the Kaf HaChaim Hevi B'Shem Shaitz Chuvis Shailas Yavitz Beis Meir. Shayoyim, today, Shekol Echem Nevarach La'atzmai, everybody benches himself. Balabayis Memelo Misvarach, the Balabayis is getting gebenched because everyone says, Arach when you varach Balabayis. Yeshu Balabayis Atzmai Levarach V'Lazakis B'Mitzvah, the Balabayis himself should lead the benching. V'chein Noi L'medagdim Yiri Hashem V'charedim Al-Dvar, Shaloi L'andich Mitzvah Bo'le Yodi La'soy Soy Deichem. Don't leave a mitzvah yourself. Now, of course, you have to be evaluate each situation. You have a guest who's a chash of a person. It's not just about you leading the benching. It's you're being mechabed the other person. So you're giving kavod haTorah. So of course that would make sense. You have to really. It's not. You can't just paint everything with one line. You have to really look at each situation. You have a guest who you can make the person feel good by giving him the benching. Making a person feel good is a big mitzvah too. So if there's really no difference in who you give the benching to, then there is an inyan that the balabayas should bench. Okay, let's start with Hilchas Birchas HaPeres for a couple of minutes that we have over here. Now, when it, we're going to spend the next probably couple of months likely on Birchas HaPeres. It's and other brachas. It's extremely, extremely complicated, and especially since we see that the foods necessarily brought down in the Mechaber and the Shabura are not necessarily the foods we eat now, and therefore it creates a lot of shilas. So I'm gonna once again repeat what we've said in the past, but definitely even more so over here, and we'll take it up another level in a couple of months when we get to Hilchos Shabbos. But even more so over here, none of this is Psak Halacha. We're just learning over here to start gaining an idea of what we need to know and what we need to ask. Number one. Number two, there's a lot of different although, like I said, that many of these foods and other situations are not going to be so negated today, but as we start making our way, it's going to take some time, as we start making our way through the halachas of these brachas, we're going to learn different yesaidis, different rules that are the basis for making up which bracha we're supposed to learn. So as we start getting one by one, and it takes time to build it up, because not in first case one rule applies and then another, and then we're going to have to understand they seem to contradict each other. What's the difference? But as we start getting these yesaidis, this foundation, we'll be able to start understanding when we eat other foods, when is it really a shaila? When is it clear cut with the bracha? When should we avoid certain situations because we don't know what to make a bracha? One thing that the Rav said many, many years ago in a shir is the lack of knowledge of what bracha to make doesn't give you a heter to just go make a shahakal. There are certain times we'll see in the psak halacha that there's a machloikis in the paiskim what bracha to make. And therefore, we paskin make a shahakal because I can't make a eitz because other paiskim hold that it's a shahakal and you're not yotze with an eitz. Shahakal, so we can have a psak halacha make a shahakal. Okay, that's a psak halacha make a shahakal. When it's just because I took out a box of cereal from the closet and I don't know what bracha to make on it, that is not a het to go learn, go figure out what to do. And the truth is, there are the CRC and the OU has sites that they really go through a lot of different things, and they're very, very helpful. So not knowing what bracha to make is not a had to do. So again, we'll start off a little bit over here, and as we build up these yesaidis over the next couple of weeks, we'll start getting a little bit more clarity. So we only have a couple of minutes left, but let's get started. Al kol peiros ha'ilim mevarach b'tchila bayir pri eitz. All fruits of the tree, we make a bayir pri eitz. We'll soon see that although it's all fruits of the tree, make a bayir pri eitz. We'll start seeing all the exceptions very soon. Lutz, the first exception, mi'ayayin shemevarach bayir pri agafen. On wine, we make a bayir pri agafen. Bein chai, bein mevushel, whether it was never cooked or it was cooked. Over here, cooked is not talking about what we have pasteurization today, or possibly not even what we have mevushel today. It's done in a whole different way, but in general, it doesn't make a difference because either way, it's a bayir pri hagafen. Certain their mevushel was called taking the wine, putting it into a bath, putting it on the fire, and boiling it up. So certainly, our wines. Maybe we'll talk about pasteurization a little bit, but our wines are certainly bayir pri hagafen. Bein shehu asi konditant. Now, even if it's made konditant, what is konditant? You add other ingredients to it that these take this wine and they would add honey and they would add pepper and they would make this wine. It's still a bayir pri hagafen. So we see this is very, very important as we will probably get to next week. Some of the interesting shilas that potentially come up when it comes to wine and mixed drinks and things like that, we'll talk about it a little bit. Let's just see the Mishabura on this. Peres Elin. Whether it's shivas amina, whether it's shivas amina, bein she'ena shivas amina, it doesn't make a difference. All peres ha'ilan, you make a eitz. What's peres ha'ilan? We're going to get to learn. Chutz min ha'yayin, m'nei shu soyed ha'salev. Soyed ha'lev, it satisfies, therefore it gets a special bracha. U'mesamchay, it makes a person happy. A person doesn't necessarily mean makes a person drunk, but it makes a person into a it makes a person feel good. Kavilei bracha atzma. The chachamim went ahead and they made a separate bracha for it. Now, well, let's finish. Let's just pause here for a second. Mesamchay, grape juice. Grape juice is soyed desaleh because it's grapes and wine, but it's not mesamchay because it's not alcoholic. Big machlokes is in the paiskim. Many of the paiskim hold most of the paiskim hold that you do make a bayir pri hagafen on grapes. I'm sorry, grape juice because it at one point was able to become wine. When you squeeze the grapes, Right? You don't squeeze grapes and wine come out. You squeeze grapes and they ferment and you allow them to ferment, and that's how they turn alcoholic and they become wine. When you just squeeze them, they're just grape juice, right? They're mitzanovim, they're grape juice. At that point, you can still turn them into wine. So therefore, at that point, the bracha is a bar pri hagafen. The shaila is they nowadays we take this grape juice and we pasteurize it, plus we add in preservatives that make it impossible for it ever to ferment or turn into wine. So Meister can hold that since at one point it was wine, it was grapes that could become wine, and therefore it got a bracha bar pri hagafen, the bracha bar pri hagafen stays. However, there are Rabbi Yashiv, for one, held that grape juice is a shakel and you can't use it for Kiddush, and certainly not for the Arba Kaisers. Others say that if you want to be Yotze, even Rabbi Yashiv, add a little bit of wine. It doesn't have to be Rive, even if you add like a quarter of a cup of wine. So a person who can't drink wine for Kiddush and he wants to take care of Rabbi Yashiv, he could try to add some wine. That would make it better. But just an interesting discussion. Lamaisa, generally we make a Bar Pri HaGafen on grape juice, but it's just interesting when you look at it. Bar Pri HaGafen, fill is zav me'atzei anavim b'lidricha, even if it comes out the wine on itself without squeezing it. Not everybody agrees with this, but the Mishnah Berurah says you make a Bar Pri HaGafen. Not so negeitas. What happens if you made a Bar Pri HaEitz? Ayin l'kamasim rechessiv tezvav b'Mishnah Berurah. We'll see what he says over there. There's different shittas in the Pesukim whether or not you need to make another bracha. Mishabur says that the wine does not become any worse by cooking it. Not so pashut why he says that, but at least it's still considered wine. Whether you cook the wine or you cook the grapes, but samukim kedei lasses ben yayin or the dried up grapes in order to make wine. The heinish and nice. Now, even if you go ahead and you add these other ingredients, even though by adding this honey and pepper, whatever other spices, you change the taste and the smell. It's not considered that it's stepped down. The yain is an ikker. Okay, now he's introducing us to one of our first rules, very important rule in brachas. Ikker and tafel, together you make the bracha on the ikker. So he tells us, when I have this wine that's mixed with this honey, the wine is still the ikker, and therefore it's a bar pri hagafen. Now, the part we're going to have to start trying to understand as we develop this out, how do you determine what's the ikker and what's the tafel? So in certain cases, very easy. Over here, it's wine with a little bit of honey. The ikker is the wine. Everybody knows the ikker is wine. It's no problem. It's a bar pri hagafen. We're going to see other situations that it comes tougher to understand what's the ikker, what's the tafel. Do you go by rive? Do you go by what the ikker is? We'll see. Even if you put a third honey, a third of this pepper, palpalin, or even more than that, they are coming only to be mishabeach the wine. So he told us now a second rule, which we're going to see we're going to see that there seems to be some case to contradict, and we're going to have to understand it, and then we'll close for the night. I'm sorry, I went over time. He said that the ikker and the tafel, we make the bracha on the ikker. The ikker and the tafel, he just told us, doesn't have to be rife. The ikker could be a third. It could be a minority portion of this mixture. But if that is the ikker, and over here, since the honey only came to flavor the wine, even though there's more honey and other ingredients than there is wine, but we still, it's all done to improve the wine remains the ikker. So right now, the way we see it, ikker and tafel make the bracha on the ikker, but the ikker does not necessarily have to be right. We'll stop with that thought. We will continue next week.